Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to another edition of Norm at Night. I'm sitting here in Carpathian, Virginia, listening to all kinds of things fly through my head. If you're out there, I hope you give us all a call. You can remember, you can reach us at 347-945-6713. That's 347-945-6713. So what do you all think? I was stunned yesterday when I found out that the United States Congress rejected the financial recovery or financial bailout bill. I was simply stunned. I am wondering what is going to happen to this country when no one can borrow any money. Because remember, when people can't borrow money, people can't buy cars, they can't buy houses, they can't make any large-scale purchases. When those things can't happen, when you couple, particularly in the auto industry, let's just talk about the auto industry. There's no credit out there, no money. So people can't get car loans. If you can't get a car loan, for the most part, you can't afford to buy a car. If you're not selling cars, coupled with the oil crisis, inventories start to pile up. When companies have large inventories, they stop making things until those inventories go away. Oh my God, it sounds like 1928 again. Here we have a Republican president who, Republican administration, and we have another looming financial paralysis gripping the nation because of greed. Everybody's talking about regulation, regulation, regulation. You can't regulate greed. The problem isn't regulating the free market. The problem is the free market coupled with human greed. It is absolutely astounding. And now everybody's throwing stones at everybody. Everybody's holier than thou now, and we're going to make Wall Street pay for what they did. Well, folks, we're all going to pay for what we all did. Yeah, people made a lot of bad loans. Absolutely, people made a lot of bad loans. But people also borrowed a lot of bad money because everyone thought, well, it doesn't matter what my loan is. I'll just pay it for 3 years and my house value will rise and then I'll sell my house and then I'll make a killing. Astounding. So what do you think? Are you happy that the Congress rejected the bill? Give us a call, 301-9-301, excuse me, I was giving you my own phone number instead of the show's number, 347-945-6713. Utterly astounding. Somebody call up also. Because I watched the debates last Friday, and I don't know if you watched them or not. But somebody give us a call and tell me, and I hope the listening audience, the difference between Barack Obama and John McCain. On the surface, there's all kinds of difference, but they've all bought into the same failed system. The system has failed us. It is, the United States of America is simply collapsing on its own, or apparently is collapsing on its own debt. We continue to borrow, borrow, borrow. Now everything's gone bad. There's no money to borrow. The whole economy is based on the liquidity of credit. Now nobody can get any credit because nobody has any money left to lend. because it's all disappeared into a violent cycle. Utterly amazing. So, how was your weekend? Well, the Congress, they got together and they worked for the whole weekend. Well, whoop-de-doo, whoop-de-dee. Now, the whole growth of the country is based on bad paper. We're going to save you, we're going to save you. Somebody's feelings gets hurt because the Speaker of the House, who I've really begun to wonder about her own ability. I was so pleased to finally get an Italian in some kind of position of power. And Nancy Pelosi is just turning out to be possibly the worst Speaker of the House in United States history. She wanted the bill passed. She had a majority. She is Speaker of the House because there's a majority of people in the United States Congress who are Democrats, who at least call themselves Democrats. And 94 of them, just a few less than the Republicans that voted against the bill. 94 Democrats voted against the financial bailout bill. 94. What was going to happen is everyone, I think, believes that the United States government was simply going to give these firms $700 billion. That's not what was going to happen. What was going to happen is they were going to buy the bad loans that nobody was willing to buy anymore. The whole system was greased by these loans being bought and sold and bought and sold and bought and sold. Nobody cared about lending anybody any money because as soon as they did it, they were going to turn around and sell a loan, and there were people looking to make a bunch of money out there to buy the loans. It is just a big mess. My heart of hearts, I wanted to say, well, fine, let the whole place just collapse. Let the whole country go down the tubes. And you know what? And let those greedy bastards stew in their pots. But the problem is that everybody's in this pot. Everybody's going to stew. And I don't know, I guess you can't blame, people for trying to get a piece of the American pie. I don't know. But you just make one load after another. And to pretend that these loans just, I just don't know. Give me a call. 347-945-6713. Show me the light. Make me understand why we just shouldn't sweep the whole system away and start over. It is just a mess. I want to talk about something else. All my friends out there, everybody who seems to be plopped onto my Facebook page, I don't know if any of you are out there calling me, but if you're out there listening, why don't you give us a call? 347-945-6713. There's a good buddy of mine, I'll just call him Poman, who's just had a baby boy. I'd like to congratulate him on that. PLH, if you're out there listening, congratulations on the birth of that young man. I hear he came into the world at 9 pounds, not tons, pounds, 9 pounds, 2 ounces. And that his initials are MNO, but RMO. I'm really glad for you and your lovely wife. I hope that he grows up to be a strapping young man. It's a shame that his name didn't end in a vowel instead of starting with a vowel, but, you know, we all can't be lucky and be Italian. Well, I guess if you're not Italian, you might as well be Irish. But anyway, so congratulations, buddy, on the birth of that new baby. And I hope everything works out wonderfully for you. I hear there's somebody in Annapolis, Maryland, looking for a job who works for the Annapolis Capital, but we'll just leave that one in the private bank. Another thing I did that I got a big kick out of was teaching a little religious instruction on Sunday at my old stomping grounds. It was fun to be in the government teacher's room. I'm sorry, I realized it was too late. The door was locked, but I left a cup of coffee on your desk. If you're out there listening, I hope you forgive me. But it was so typical norm to just do a thing like that. And indeed, I am sorry. I hope I see my other Irish buddy there that day, the former New York policeman and United States Naval officer. If you're out there, Big K, let me give you a tip of my hat also. It's always fun to sit down and engage in conversations with you. I'm having a great time at my new school, actually. And Dr. D, if you're out there listening, I'm sure you're not because I haven't told you about the show, but just in case if you are, I'm looking forward to our meeting to talk about the new blog. And by the way, any of you out there who would like to listen to the latest Norm at Night, remember you can go get the show at Patty Wop, the blog that Patty and I write, and you can go to that blog at patty2.blogspot.com. That's PADDY2.blogspot.com, and that will take you to Patty Wop. Actually, the last entry was on my birthday, and I had a great time that night, September the 20th, and so that was a lot of fun. Hard to believe that I'm 57 years old. A ton of you out there sent me birthday greetings, and I appreciate that, and I thank you for it. But why don't you, if you're out there, listening, give us a call at 347-945-6713. If you want to drop me an email, you can do that at buffnet@verizon.net. That's buffnet@verizon.net. I'll be happy to answer your emails if I get a chance. But send them to me. Again, I got 5 lines open. I'm sort of running out of things to say, and I got 16 minutes to talk here. 301-908-2996. Speaking of things, everyone knows that Norm's from Buffalo. Well, one of the Facebook groups that I'm a member of is the Buffalo Brew Tour, and I'd like to talk a little bit about a place on the Brew Tour that's actually out in Williamsville, New York, where my family eventually settled after, although I did grow up in the city of Delavan Bailey, a true member of St. Gerard's Parish. Well, you know how the world has changed? Absolutely astounding. Somebody was shocked by a police officer in the house that I grew up in. 64 Kermit Avenue, there was a murder there in Buffalo, New York. We're killing each other everywhere. You know, anytime 20 of us get together any place, it seems a gun's got to come out. I am really baffled by everything that goes on out there. The whole world seems to be in a tizzy. Why don't you give me a call and explain it to me? 347-945-6713. That's 347-945-6713. I haven't had a call tonight, but I got five lines open, and I'll be happy to hear from you. What else has been going on that Norm wants to pop off about this week? Well, how about those Buffalo Bills? Absolutely astounding. And I'm as big a fish as anybody else out there. The Bills are 4-0, and I can't wait for next Sunday's game. Absolutely unbelievable. Amazing. I'm really happy with, actually, speaking of American football, it looks like my soccer fandom in the MLS, I'm a big DC United fan. I used to be a season ticket holder. Amazing. I rail against all these professional athletes, and what do? I buy a season ticket. It is October tomorrow, which means Oktoberfest is coming. But anyway, there I go jumping topics again. It looks like BC United may not make the playoffs this year. The team has been decimated by a lot of injuries, but in my view, a lot of just bad coaching. It may be time to change the coach. It may be time for Jaime Moreno to retire. Well, I celebrated a birthday. I'm getting older. I haven't played in years. Well, not years, but I haven't played in almost a year. I'm not as fat as I used to be, so maybe I can play again. Anybody out there listening to the show who's ever played soccer with me, why don't you give me a call at 347-945-6713 and let's talk soccer. You want to talk politics? Anybody, you know, you want to just trash this lefty Louie here? Again, we've got lines open, 347-945-6713. I'd love to talk to anybody about anything. I got 12 minutes remaining. I don't know exactly what I would. I wish I had some Flogging Molly to play for you because, by God, we're all rebels of the Sacred Heart, I hope. We need to be rebels of something. It's just such malaise. So what have you been reading lately? Maybe we can talk about books. I don't know how many of you have ever done with Goodreads, but a lot of my friends talk about Goodreads all the time. A couple of the things that I'm reading, I don't know how many Tom Clancy fans out there are, but I am reading The Teeth of the Tiger. I just love Jack Ryan, and talking about sequels, Teeth of the Tiger, it's an old book, but it's about Jack Ryan Jr., of all people, and I'm having a great time. I just read a couple of chapters of it. I'm also reading Werner Vinge's Rainbow's End, another great book. I'm still waiting for a caller. Call in and tell me what you read. Or actually, they tell me that November is National Novel Writing Month, and sure enough, I have a No Plot, No Problem tea, and who knows, maybe this month I can sit down, since I'm out here in the woods in the middle of nowhere, maybe I can sit down and try to write 50,000 words in the month of November. That would be a lot of fun. And it would be great fun. And in fact, maybe during the month of November, we can simply read pieces of the novel on the show. So if you'd be interested in collaborating with me, on writing a novel during National Novel Writing Week, give me a call here at 347-945-6713, and we can have a conversation. Any of my relatives who are out there listening to the show, Cousin P, Aunt Sin, the Big L in Boston. By the way, if you want to hear, my wonderful sister just did a magnificent thing for her husband, bought him for his 60th birthday, which is coming up in December, bought him just a marvelous weekend with his son, a couple of tickets to the Red Sox-Yankees game for Saturday night. It looked like the game was going to matter. The Red Sox were going to have to win. Sure enough, the God-blessed nor'easter pours down the coast, makes the bend, drenches Boston. The game gets canceled. And so did I give them a ticket for next year? Absolutely not. They're greedy bees. They tie the game up to Sunday. Of course, he's got to get on a plane and come home. So he leaves the tickets with his daughter, and I hope she went to the game and enjoyed it. But seriously, that was just a wonderful thing for you to do. I'm not sure if, I feel like I'm on the road here, living out here in Virginia, teaching at the new school. If my wonderful wife is listening, here's a shout out to you. I really do miss you. It's kind of interesting being out here for about an hour. No, it's fine. I love the new school. I hope that everything works out and that we have a great time. We've got about 5 minutes left on the show. I'm still waiting for a caller tonight, and it's really unfortunate. Maybe I should have sent the invites out a little early. I hope somebody at least calls in and downloads the, archive of this show. We've got about 25 listeners a week on the average, and I was hoping it would continue to grow. The other thing I'm reading, Gordon Wood's The Radicalism in the American Revolution. Now, this book won the Pulitzer in history, and I'm really surprised because so far it seems to be perfectly blunt, simply a rewrite of the creation of the American Republic. Maybe it isn't, but it sure seems like it is. I guess nobody wants to call the American Revolution a radical event, but it is. Anybody out there have any thoughts on the Battle of Agincourt? That seems to be a major topic of conversation in our composition class at, let's just call it Sleep Street School, which is kind of a takeoff on it. I don't know if anybody even wants to be associated with me, because I'll be the first to admit I'm kind of goofy. I really feel like I'm talking to myself tonight, and I am a little sad. I've got, somebody give me a call, 347-945-6713, and spend the last 5 minutes with me. Apparently, even Patty's not watching tonight. And I'm a little sad by that. He's not even Skyping tonight. Maybe he's IMing, but I can't seem to get the IM to work out here. I don't know. But we're down to the last 5 minutes, and we'll talk about anything you want to talk about. I have no idea who I'm going to vote for. Who are you going to vote for? Call and tell us. So, you know, yeah, I'm a Democrat. 94 of them said let the country rot along with the Republicans. They might as well be Republicans. Nancy Pelosi should resign. God, I never thought I'd say that. She's made an, just an utter fool out of each other. I'm not sure how comfortable I am with Barney Frank. Everybody's talking about what a wonderful banking committee chairman he is, yet 94 people said stuff it in your ear. I guess now the Senate's going to take up the bill. At least the majority leader, as much as I've thrown stones at Mr. Hoyer, at least he voted for the bill. I guess he had to. He got to give up his job as majority leader. Maybe he'll give up his job as congressman. So I should have. Oh, somebody's got to mount a challenge against him. Maybe it'll be me. But why? So I'm in the. I get elected to the Congress. What can I do? Nothing. Eventually, I'll put a price tag on myself, just like all the other ones do. Well, we do have Thursday night coming up, and that should be interesting. Mr. Biden and Ms. Palin squaring off in a debate. She doesn't know anything about anything. Yeah, I don't like Sarah Palin. I think Sarah Palin's the worst thing that ever happened to the country. And if she gets elected vice president, God, don't die, John McCain. Because as bad a president as you would be, she has just no clue. No clue whatsoever. Let me see if I can't find something to do for the last 3 minutes. Doesn't look like I'm going to get a call. Actually, we're down to about 2 minutes. And speaking about reading, why don't I just give you the opening lines of Rainbow's End. Prologue, Dumb Luck and Smart Thinking, from Rainbow's End by Werner Vinge. The first bit of dumb luck came disguised as a public embarrassment of the European Center for Defense Against Disease. On July 23rd, school children in Algiers claimed that a respiratory epidemic was spreading across the Mediterranean. The claim was based on clever analysis of antibody data from the mass transit systems of Algiers and Naples. CDD had no immediate comment, but in less than 3 hours, public health lobbyists reported similar results in other cities, complete with contagion maps. The epidemic was at least 1 week old, probably originating in Central Africa, beyond the scope of hobbyist surveillance. We're talking about viral spreading. Maybe Norm at Night will become a viral show. I hope so. But right now, the virus is about stalled. But it's been a fun half hour rambling at you, and maybe I'll try to get an interview on the show, but I'm not sure anybody's listening. Nobody bothered to call in tonight, so I'll see you next week. And remember, the number's 347-945-6713. You can get the archive at blogtalkradio.com/normatnight. You can get the archive of all the rest of the shows. We're down to our last 60 seconds. And remember, no ball, nor chain, nor prison shall keep with the rebels of the Sacred Heart. Join with me in that just ballad of nonconformity, and let's just not accept the world the way it is. It doesn't have to be this way. It doesn't have to be this way. Do not accept the world as it is. Let us remake the world the way we want it to be. Let's get viral about the whole thing. This is Big Norm, Big C, coming to you from VA. See you next week. That's Norm at Night for this week. We're out of here.